You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined in the studio, as always, by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Top of the morning to you. I'm great.
Top of the
standing
morning.
Todd, how are you?
I'm above average.
Above average. Well, that's typical. Okay, well, we got a great show today. I'm looking forward to this next segment. Say hello to our next guests, Ian Silverstone, who is the CEO of Water's Edge Group, and Trevor Schunkweiler, the president, Water's Edge Group. Welcome to the show, Ian. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having us on.
Before we get into it, Ian, do take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
My background is from industrial production environment. I used to do disk drive assembly lines, automotive assembly lines, newspaper assembly lines. And around 2000, I decided I wanted to be home more, so I started looking in the around, and I ended up in residential construction with Trevor.
Trevor, tell us about you and your background.
Well, I came down here for an internship in college about 13 or 14 years ago, and got with a local builder, Harcrest Homes, and with Carl Ryden and Mike Smith. And it was a really good experience as far as to start out with America's Best Builder and the Lee Evans Award, which kind of got my career going, and then moved on to Water's Edge Group, and then 5 years ago, Ian and I became partners with it.
It's really exciting. We know the Harcrest guys, both great guys.
Yeah, so they're really great guys.
Wonderful place to start. Tell us a little bit more about Water's Edge Group. What do you specialize in, a specific area of town, or what type of home?
I think this particular town with the marketplace has kind of been tough for us. You know, we kind of have to go where the economy takes us. I think that what makes Water's Edge Group pretty unique is the diversity of, we can go do a commercial building if we need to, which we've done for Piedmont Pharmacies up in Ball Ground. And then also back to where I think what we enjoy the most now are townhomes and communities of that nature. When we first started in, we were doing estate homes, you know, $2 to $5 million homes. And, you know, we just had to move with what the market would bear.
Why the diversity? I mean, was it really just responding to the market, or is it some particular skill set that one or both of you guys have?
It was really responding to the market initially. We started out in high-end homes, $2 million and more. And in 2008, along with everything else, it collapsed. So the question is, how do you survive? We were looking around. We landed up in a commercial project. We have a light commercial license, so we were able to do that. Did a lot of renovations, and we were fortunate enough to negotiate with Stafford Unity for Fisher Mansion, which is really what's put us on the map, and that's where we've ended up. So we are really looking at a micro market, because the macro market just isn't there. So we look at micro markets where we can be successful. And so depending on the project size, 30 homes or 6 homes, that's the direction that we've been going in. And that seems to be where the market is still at this point.
So you just mentioned Fisher Mansion, and mm-hmm. I know you recently won a ton of OBIE awards at the Greater Atlanta Home Builder Association's annual awards banquet. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the awards you won and what those were for.
Well, I think the biggest one that we wanted for the last 2 years was the Community of the Year Award for Attached. I think that we did a lot to win that award. When we went into Fisher Mansion, all the homeowners there were really skeptical and scared that we were going to take the second phase of this community and make it look nothing like that. And we assured the homeowners that the exterior of the homes, the property, will look exactly the same, that we are allowed to do anything on the inside of the homes to value engineer it, to make it and bring it to market. So when the buyers came in there, I think that was a huge deal for them, that, wow, this all looks the same. Their reset pricing, like everything, it just is what it is. And I think that when the judges came in there, that was just a really great, they could see the whole community flow, the trees and the nature preserve and stuff that was just remarkably well manicured. We won the best model, and then the three different price categories we were in. We won, I can't recall all three of them, to be honest with you. But we won 5 or 6.
That's excellent.
Out of the 10 were out of Fisher Mansion, so it was really great.
I've just got to make a comment. Here are all these awards. I mean, this is really impressive stuff, and both these guys are just sitting here so low-key and humble about the whole thing. I mean, that just tells me something about what it's like to work with you guys. And along that line, just talk a little bit about it. If I'm looking to buy a new home and I want to work with Water's Edge, talk me through the process that you'd work with.
Really, you know, our goal is to work as a team. One of the things that I recognize when I came on board, especially from a commercial environment, is that when you're building a production line, assembly line, let's say for an automotive plant, you're dealing with people who are really professionals. They know what they're doing. They understand what they need. You know, they understand the process. But when you go into a residential market, it's one of the key differentiators is these are people who are buying homes on, you know, they don't know anything about the process. So we have to walk them through that process very, you know, and teach them. They might be first-time home buyers. They're going to, you know, this is where they live. This is where all their memories are. We need to really make a good first impression. And we do that through, we'll give you whatever you want. I mean, as much as we can. We pretty much, you know, negotiate the price. We know what price we want. We add a lot of features into that to be competitive. And basically, that's we walk you through the process step by step. If it's a custom home, we'll start you from scratch, tell you what the expectations are. If it's a new home, it's easier because we can show you the quality of the product itself. And that's essentially the process.
I think that's what makes Water's Edge Group the most valuable, and that the homeowners in Fisher Mansion saw a lot. That we do go up against the big builders, the Pulte's, the Beazers, and you know we're right next door to them. And when our buyer comes in and says, "I would like to have," one of the ones that was, they wanted a mirror behind that TV behind their mirror. Okay, sure. It takes this much time and this much money. We come from a background, from a custom background, that we won't say no. You know, it just might take a little bit longer to close, but we'll be more than happy to do it, to where the production guys can't do that. They go, no, this is what I have to work with. If you don't like it, sorry, we'll find somebody else. So I think every single home that we built at Fisher Mansion, everybody had something that they really wanted, and it was fine. It's no problem to put that in. This is your home. This is your investment, and we want to accommodate that. And everybody was more than willing to pay a little bit more for that little thing that they wanted, and it meant a lot to them. So I think that's something that we bring to the table that none of our competition can. And I think that especially when we negotiate contracts, they're talking to us. I mean, we pretty much met every single homeowner in there. They know who we are, and I think that goes a long way.
All right. We'll be back with Ian and Trevor after this commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Ian Silverstone and Trevor Schunkweiler.
So before the break, Trevor, you were sharing with us that obviously special orders don't upset you. You can certainly work within, you know, any, you know, guidelines, any ideas your homeowners have. What's the thought behind your motto, excellence in every detail?
Well, we answered half of it in the last segment. It's, you know, to give customer satisfaction and to walk them through the process. The second part of it is that we have a good vendor base that Trevor actually brought on board that he'd been working with eight to 10 years. And they're able to build from a $5 million home to a $200,000 home. And, you know, you get the benefits of that quality and detail. So I really something that developed over time, and I felt that excellence in every detail summarized our customer focus and our desire to give a person a home they can live in, have good memories in, and be happy with.
Yeah, I'm hearing a couple messages loud and clear. Quality and excellence is one. I love that message. And flexibility in giving me what I want. I also love that message. I also know myself and that I might get carried away. It's like, ooh, I want this. Ooh, I want that. And all, you know, ka-ching, ka-ching. I keep adding on to the price of the house. How do you keep a guy like me from hurting himself from asking for too much since you're so accommodating?
I think that it goes with the being honest about it. You know, there were several people that we, for instance, the one I just told you about, the guy wanted a TV behind his mirror. We said, this will not appraise. You will not get any money out of this. If this is something you really want, it's fine, but we'll need to check for it up front. And that it's not going in the sales price to this home. So I think that's the best way to manage this is that you're upfront and honest with them in the beginning, not going, yeah, sure, we'll put it in. Sure, we'll put it in. And the next thing you know, instead of having a $260,000 townhome, you have a $295,000 townhome. It doesn't appraise. And then you're going back and they're going, well, you got to take money off. Well, wait a minute. You put all these options in that they don't do anything. So I think that's the way we set the expectation.
It's a great approach.
I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
When you have to write the check for what you want.
That would get my attention.
So, yeah. Oh, well.
It's done in a positive way, you know, and we explain what the issues are in terms of the products that you or the features that you want. Now, we'll give you gold tile if you want it, but you have to pay up front.
That makes perfect sense, because then if the deal goes south for whatever reason, you're not stuck with this very bizarre one-of-a-kind property that no one else wants.
Exactly.
So, or if you are stuck with it, at least they paid for the weirdness that's in it. I'm sorry, uniqueness that's in it. So, speaking of unique things that homeowners ask for, you know, what are you seeing in terms of what all homeowners want? I mean, what do they want in their houses today?
Hardwood floors and granite. I think the granite is the biggest thing that we'd put culture marble in the secondaries, and 50% of them we pulled the culture marble back out and put granite in. I think that was the two biggest things is wood and granite.
How about green and energy savings? I mean, how important is that to folks these days?
Everyone talks about it, but the reality is they're not willing to pay for it. I think what's really happening is the county codes are becoming more and more green efficient. And so everybody has to comply with it. But if you put in something that is just green, you aren't necessarily going to get your return because people are buying on price, especially on spec homes. Now, we've had some customers who've done some nice stuff with green homes, but those are custom-built homes.
All right. Ian, Trevor, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you all, and where can they learn more about the Water's Edge Group?
Best is on our website, www.watersedgegroup.com.
All right. Ian Silverstone, the CEO, and Trevor Schunkweiler, the president of the Water's Edge Group. Gentlemen, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Miss Carroll, what have you got for us?
Well, Brock Built wants to help everyone in Atlanta to ring in the new year and help them move into one of their new Atlanta homes. So buyers who write a contract in any of the Brock Built communities during January will have all of their closing costs paid in full when they use financing through Fidelity, Supreme, Loan South, or Starkey.
Okay, so using that vendor, they get all of the clothes. That's pretty impressive.
That's kind of no-brainer territory there.
It's kind of a nice New Year's gift, huh?
Yeah, really.
New home for the new year and closing costs paid.
For any of their properties?
Any of their homes. Now, they have to write the contract in January.
Well, you got the whole month.
Yeah. And, of course, finding one of their homes isn't hard. They build in 10 communities, and they're in Atlanta, Roswell, Kennesaw, Marietta, and Smyrna. And I think, Delaney, aren't they going into a couple of new areas this year?
Yes, they are also expanding their offerings to Woodstock and to the city of Atlanta in DeKalb County. So right near Grand Park and Zoo Atlanta.
I love that area.
That's a great area.
Grand Park is cool. Yep.
Talk about walkable. There's all sorts of cool little restaurants down there, too.
No, and I'll tell you, take a look at the kind of homes they built. Even if you're not in the market as quickly as this month, it's still worth going to take a look just to get in the mix and get the brain focused on the kind of quality they deliver.
Right. Yes.
And they're pretty much all over Metro now, so that's impressive.
All over the place. They're Marietta communities. They have the Enclave and the Gardens, Laura Creek in Marietta. And those communities offer craftsman-style homes and cottage homes with 3 and 4 bedrooms and floor plans in a wide variety. And they're priced from the 200s. So very affordable for Marietta. And if you want to be closer in town, then the Commons might be what you're looking for, and they're priced from the 170s. Those are brownstones, and they are just minutes from all the downtown Atlanta attractions.
Whoa, I didn't know they were building those things. Brownstones are cool. I just love that architecture.
You know, you just don't really think of Atlanta for brownstones, but Brock Built builds them, and they're super cute. You should go check them out.
Oh, I've seen them. They're very impressive looking.
Yeah, and then they've got, you know, if you're looking for a European flair, there's Pete Shaw Manor in East Cobb, and that's a very intimate enclave of homes, and they've got lots of woods and, you know, kind of a cool scenic backdrop. And those are 4-bedroom homes priced from the mid-400s, so East Cobb in the 400s.
And no closing costs.
And no closing costs.
That's right.
No closing costs.
Yep. And then if you're looking for West Cobb, they've got Cloverhurst, where old world and traditional styles meet, and those are priced from the 300s. That is the award-winning Kennesaw Mountain High School District, and these are really, truly just unbelievably gorgeous must-see homes.
Carol, where can people get more information on this?
Well, they can call 404 351-7555 or visit brockbuilt.com to get more information.
Okay, well, that wraps today's deal of the day.
All right, and we're back with our next guest. In fact, a return guest to the show. Say hello to J.D. Espana, president of Piedmont Residential. Welcome back to the show, J.D.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Well, it is good to have you back. Before we get into it, J.D., remind the audience a little bit about you and your background.
Okay, I started in commercial real estate back in 1994 with the Myrick Company. Started in home building in 2000. Started our company, Piedmont Residential, in 2007, and we have gone from two houses in 2007 to closing 92 last year. We'll close about 85 this year.
That's very exciting. Tell us a little bit more about Piedmont Residential. You know, what areas of town you build and how many communities do you have?
Currently have 17 communities that we're in. Six of those are last opportunities, so it would be great to go to our website, piedmontresidential.com, check those out. We are mainly in Cherokee, Cobb, Douglas, and Noonan.
Talk a little bit more specifically about some of the communities, particularly one of those five that are getting near the closeout.
We have one house left in Browns Park, which is downtown Marietta on Whitlock. It's a great house, and it's you can walk actually to downtown Marietta from that subdivision. It's a subdivision of about 17 homes.
Anything else in Cobb?
We do. We have subdivision in Smyrna called Walker Street. We have one last opportunity there, and that is you can actually walk to the downtown area of Smyrna from there.
Oh, now Todd might be interested in that. Yeah. What he's not telling you is
he got my attention.
He's secretly shopping for something a little closer in. He's tired of the traffic, so he's thinking Smyrna Vinings, or he actually might make it ITP.
Ah.
So we'll see what happens.
All my secrets revealed.
I know. So, let's talk Cherokee County a little bit. I know that's been a happening, growing, really positive place. What do you have in Cherokee?
We have two subdivisions in Cherokee County. One is in a subdivision called Park at Kellogg Creek, and that is off of 92, Highway 92. It is a 97-lot subdivision, and we have been building in there for this year, and we'll close about 18 homes in there this year.
That's really exciting.
And the second one is the last phase of Bridge Mill, and there are 78 total lots in there. We have a model in both Park at Kellogg Creek, Park at Kellogg Creek is actually from the 160s to 200, and Bridge Mill is from the 230s to about 290s, and we have a model in both of those subdivisions.
JD, talk a little bit about floor plans.
Well, we have a variety of floor plans starting from starter home, what we would consider our starter home programs, which is about 1,700 to 1,800 square feet, going on up to about 3,800 square feet. What we like to do is provide opportunities for families to grow in no matter what size home. So most of our homes are four-bedroom if they are two-story, even in an 1,800 square foot house, to five to bedrooms as we go up.
Talk a little bit about, Masters on the Main, that kind of thing. I'm back to Carol's question again. She's accusing me of shopping on the show here.
Yep.
Master on the Mains, well, we have just added probably about six plans that are Master on the Mains. They're real nice plans that are open. They have the open concept living that's so prevalent today. Bedrooms upstairs. We do have the Smyrna deal we have, I don't know that any of those will fit that lot. We can figure something out for you.
You might build one for me.
Yes, right. But, we have a variety of different house plans in that mix. We also have ranch plans that we have sold and done very well with in the past.
So for someone who's shopping for a new home or their first home, why Piedmont Residential? What makes you different?
Well, we do several things that are different. We have some great warranties in our homes. We use Amana HVAC, the heating and air conditioning units that have a 10-year limited warranty on parts and labor, and that is the best in the country, in the industry. We do Color Plus system, which is a James Hardy product, in which the paint is actually baked on at the manufacturer's plant. They come in and put that on, and that is a 15-year no-paint warranty. If it needs to be painted in that 15 years, James Hardy will come out and paint your house for you. We do a virtual rot-free exterior because of all of the soffits and corner boards and everything else is the James Hardy siding as well with the Color Plus. We also do what we call our 90-day build program, And once we write a contract, we will set out a timetable for you in which we will get permitted. And once we permit that house, in 90 days, we can have you moved into the house and ready.
All right. We'll be back with J.D. Espana after this commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with J.D. Espana, president of Piedmont Residential.
J.D., before the break, you were talking about some of the differences of Piedmont Residential, and you talked about the James Hardy products and the warranties on the in the heating systems. Talk about the process. How do you work with folks to get a home designed and built?
Well, we have what we call the Piedmont Pathway, and our sales representatives will sit down with a home buyer, and the pathway is actually kind of drawn out like a Candyland map.
I can follow that.
And it has dates, critical date paths. And we sit down with the buyer, tell them what date certain events happen. At one point, the sales agent will basically make an introduction and pass over to our construction manager on site. And that at that point, the homeowner will be involved in the process of watching their home be built day-by-day basis. And all the critical dates that are set out for them so that they have a good idea of what's going on with their home.
How about after I move in?
After you move in, we have a third-party warranty company that does our warranty for us called ProHome. ProHome actually does the homeowner orientation walk for us 7 days before closing. And then after that, you have a 30-day homeowner walk in which they come in and deal with small things. And then we have an 11-month walk. On top of that, we also offer the 210 home warranty at closing. Every homeowner gets the 210 home warranty, which is the standard in our industry.
And 210 appreciates that plug. They've been one of our show sponsors before, yeah. So it's always nice to hear somebody mention them. So we've talked about a bunch of your north side of town communities. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Noonan.
Okay. Noonan, we actually are moving into, I guess it's really Sharpsburg. It's just over the Fulton County line and on Collinsworth Road. And we are in two subdivisions. One is called Persimmon Creek. And Persimmon Creek has been around for a long time. We are in the final stages of that with our last six lots there. We are opening up a brand new community of 186 lots that will be amenitized, and we are actually slated to start construction this month on the first six homes. One of those will be a model, and it's called Northgate Preserve.
Talk about the amenities a little bit. It's kind of unusual to hear anyone talk about a new community with amenities.
Well, it'll be a pool with a pool house that has bathrooms. That's really about the extent of it, but what we found is tennis down there no one really plays it. So we have at Persimmon, we have the same kind of amenity package, and that's exactly what we'll copy in Northgate. And we're looking forward to it. We're already getting traffic in there and just put signs up 2 weeks ago.
Talk a little bit about trends. You said, maybe tennis is not the thing anymore. But what kind of things are people really looking for and demanding?
What we see is that people are, of course, looking for granite countertops. That's the big one. But some of the things that we've seen over the past 5 to 7 years are beginning to trend to a lighter color cabinet. We're seeing a lot of the, I wouldn't say white, more of the cream bisque colors, that a little bit lighter wood. Sometimes we'll get the contrasting hardwoods, a lighter hardwood with a darker cabinet. We're seeing folks, and I think maybe it's due to web traffic on certain sites that you can see all these different things. We're seeing a little bit more contemporary looks in traditional homes.
How about the market in general? should we be enthusiastic and bullish, or is it still a little spooky out there?
I think that is still a market-by-market scenario. Cobb County, North Fulton, South Forsyth, parts of South Cherokee, this northern Noonan market, it's getting tight. There's not a whole lot of developed lots. There's not a whole lot of finished product. And, it's getting a little bit tighter to to find homes that you want. I think it's, we've definitely hit bottom if we're not on our slow climb upward. Some of those markets we've seen price increases, East Cobb, North Fulton, and some parts of South Forsyth be pretty aggressive in those parts that were just, you know, $100,000 less a year ago. Now, the broader market hasn't gotten there, but we're beginning to see that come around in all the markets, that there's just at least price stabilization, and that's a good thing for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing for homeowners, and it's a good time to be buying a home if you're looking to buy a home.
All right, JD, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Piedmont Residential?
Well, you can get in touch with us at PiedmontResidential.com. That would be the best way. If you are looking for a certain home in a certain area, Cobb County, Cherokee, Douglasville, or in Northern Coweta, you can go to our neighborhood websites and get directly in touch with our agents from our website.
J.D. Espana, president of Piedmont Residential. It was great to see you again. Thanks for coming back to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps today's show. You can find us on iTunes or on AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, leave us a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Ian Silverstone, Trevor Schrunkweiler, and J.D. Espana, show producer Delaney Young, co-host Carol Morgan, and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.